Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Today on the podcast, I want to talk about a very interesting area of AI, and that is voice AI. I've talked a lot about different companies like 11 Labs and other kind of text to audio voice generation tools. Today, we want to talk about what is called voice.ai, a company that has just raised $6 million, and it has a real-time voice changer with over 500,000 users. I think this is an incredible tool, an incredible use case, and so I'm super excited to dive into this today. So as you know, there's obviously a number of different audio AI tools out there. 11 Labs is a really popular one, but there's a whole host of others, you know, Well Said Labs, Synthesia, which does video and audio. But in any case, this I think is a really cool tool because what it does is it actually allows you to change your voice in real time. So gamers that or people that are making YouTube videos, some people want to just change their voice to stay anonymous. There's a bunch of anonymous YouTubers, different people that are, you know, investigative journalists covering topics where they don't want themselves to be identified, whistleblowers. There's all sorts of really cool use cases for this. And what this platform allows you to do is you're able to speak and talk about whatever you want, and it changes your voice in real time. But what's really interesting is it actually keeps your same emotions and inflections and the same way you speak. It's just changing it to a different voice. This is similar to some other really interesting tools we've seen, like, for example, Humane's AI Pin, which has like a translation feature where essentially you can talk to someone in your native language and then it will live translate that, but it's using your same voice. So your same inflections and emotions and whatnot. I see this kind of in the same wheelhouse where it's like the same concept, except now it's a completely different voice instead of a different language, but it's still your same inflections and the same like vibe that you would give off. So it's not just like you're speaking and a completely different person is parodying it. It's like you're speaking with your style of speech and there's a new voice that's saying it, which is kind of cool. So they have over 480,000 users. They have a library of over 50,000 different voice filters that you can add, and they've recently just raised $6 million in funding, and they're trying to kind of take this to a new level. Something I found to be pretty interesting is that Mucker Capital and M13 are leading the round, and before this, voice.ai has pretty much just grown by word of mouth. So they have a Discord channel right now that has over 120,000 people in it. And what's interesting is, yes, they've just raised, you know, this new $6 million, but they've actually done $3 million in self-funding up until this point. So currently they have their tools that are available on Mac, PC, Android, and iOS. And those are getting a lot of adoption from gamers, content creators, VTubers, and others on TikTok, Zoom, Discord, Minecraft, a bunch of different places, League of Legends, Skype, WhatsApp. So they're on a bunch of different platforms. But the voice.ai interface essentially lets them create a new voice, or they can select from 50,000 different pre-created voices, which are shared by users like themselves, which is kind of interesting, right? This is coming from other people that are uploading these voices, and not just, you know, voice.ai isn't spitting out 50,000 different voices. So I think that's pretty cool. This can be used as is or modified, and they can use these live in supported platforms for recording. So these are actually happening in real time, which I think is a really impressive feat. But the way that they pull this off is perhaps one of the most impressive things in my opinion. So right now they're planning on using this funding to hire more technical talent to build new SDKs and APIs to essentially work with different platforms like Meta, Unreal, and Unity, which I think will be absolutely amazing. And they're planning on, you know, using this for applications like singing and a bunch of other areas that I think are really, really cool. So this is obviously not a very small task. It's pretty big. And I think anecdotally, something I've heard a lot is that GPUs is essentially one of the biggest pain points and one of the biggest factors that are slowing down a lot of these AI companies from scaling up. And I believe that this is probably something that is affecting voice.ai, because if you look at their reviews on their platform, a lot of them are saying, hey, you know, I made an account and it just instantly added me to the wait list because it said our servers are full. So I think a lot of people are getting that. I think we'd see a lot more adoption for a tool like this if it was, you know, fully functional and able to scale infinitely, which is, you know, evidently what they're raising this new round of money for. And I think what's really interesting, though, is when talking about like the specifics of how this platform works, voice.ai said that your voice is actually processed locally and then channeled onto whatever it's going to be used through, or like whatever platform it's going to be used on. And the CEO calls it a virtual audio cable. But essentially, like your phone or your laptop or your computer is what is actually doing the processing. So I think that's very interesting. You know, when we're talking about the fact that their servers are currently like at max capacity or whatever, this is something that obviously they're trying to use to help with that problem. And what's really interesting is when you're looking at the pricing structure on this, they have a bunch of different, you know, allegedly different options. But if you go to their website, you won't see any pricing structures. And they actually have a lot of people on a free tier. But in essentially like in to trade for getting the free tier, or how you can get on the free tier, is that they are going to be using your device to help train their AI models. So they're using the computational power of your device. It's kind of like when people torrent something, right? So you can go and you can download some sort of file and it's on like 1,000 people's devices and they're all like seeders giving you a little bits of the file. It's obviously not the same thing, but your device is actually being used, and they're having, you know, thousands of and a million of these devices that are all being used to help train their AI models, which I think is really, really interesting. So I believe that this is going to be a big power player in the space. This is a very cool tool. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of different companies are trying to acquire this. Very powerful tool, and it has a lot of different applications and a lot of different fields. Surprisingly, right now, probably because of gaming perhaps, but it has a 30% male or 30% female and 70% male of their users. But I think that there's already essentially a big user base that they're tapping into. And I think that recently Omar Hamoa, who's a lead investor at Mucker Capital, he said, voice AI is poised to revolutionize the AI developer community in a manner akin to AdMob's impact on the mobile app developer community. I think he previously founded AdMob, which was eventually acquired by Google, so that's probably why he brings it up. But he also says, by offering user-friendly solutions that were once exclusive to large enterprises, voice.ai aims to democratize access for developers worldwide. I think this is going to be a really powerful tool. I'm super excited to see how this scales. I'll have to jump on the wait list and see when this launches. But overall, congratulations to the team over at voice.ai. And we're excited to see how far they'll be able to develop with this new $6 million in funding. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.